This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. An effort to allow Wisconsin clerks to process absentee ballots a day in advance in upcoming elections passed with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin Assembly in November. But that bill is now unlikely to reach the Senate floor for a vote, according to Senate Elections Committee Chair Senator Dan Knodel. Here he is on WISN-TV on Sunday explaining why he won't be scheduling a committee vote.
But I still need to see another cycle to run to have the confidence that Milwaukee has got their central count in order. And just not the right time to add a new process, a whole new day, to process ballots in a presidential election cycle particularly.
An expert on state elections is with us now to talk about the challenges of processing absentee ballots, the purpose of the bill, and why it's facing opposition. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you vote absentee during elections, maybe more so now than you used to? Do you have concerns about how absentee ballots are processed and counted and how quickly they're processed and counted? Do you think Wisconsin clerks should be allowed to do some of the early steps processing absentee ballots on Election Day Eve? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Brina Gadar is a staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the UW Law School. Brina, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you give us some context for this bill? What problem out there is it trying to solve?
Yeah, so what we've really seen is with the increased number of absentee ballots coming in, and when you can't start processing those until Election Day, they just take a really long time to process in major cities like Milwaukee. And so in 2020 and in 2018, we had these situations where people are going to bed on election night, seeing the results is one thing, and then those absentee ballots come in later and they wake up the next morning and see that the result has flipped. And so the goal with this is to really allow election workers to start some of that processing earlier so that results are coming in from those absentee ballots in a more timely manner.
And this is, as you say, a lot about Milwaukee. Can you talk about the way those ballots are counted? They have as we heard in that clip there from Senator Knodel, they have this central count going on. What's the process and why does it take till the wee hours of the morning to drop those results?
Yeah, so there's a lot of steps involved in processing absentee ballots. Milwaukee and some other places like Beloit and Janesville use central locations to count them. But the key issue is just how many steps are involved and how many ballots are coming in. So processing involves opening the envelope, announcing the elector's name, checking the affidavit, making sure it really ticks all the boxes of what an absentee ballot needs to have to be counted. And only then can you actually put the ballot into the machine for it to be tallied later. And so in Milwaukee, the numbers of these votes have really increased in recent years. I think in 2016, there were 64,000 absentee votes. And in 2020, that had more than doubled, and it was 170,000. So just an exceptional number of votes to get through on Election Day, starting at 7 a.m.
And then this legislation would have said, hey, clerks, you can start the processing part that you were just talking about, Brina, but the ballots wouldn't actually be counted still till the actual election day. Do I have that right?
That's correct. So there's a lot of states, 39 states actually, have laws that allow for the processing to start before election day. And that is all those things I was just talking about of checking the signatures, checking the witness, checking all these different requirements. But most states don't allow you to actually count the ballot until election day itself. And that's because you don't want election day voting to be skewed by the results that are coming in earlier from absentee voters.
Milwaukee, again, has been at the center of this issue in past elections. I want to give a listen to Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, a Republican, who was an author of the bill back in the past. Here he is talking on WISN-TV last week.
Other cities that use central count, like Milwaukee does, they hire enough employees to get their ballots counted on time. So, you know, if this bill doesn't go through, it's incumbent on Milwaukee to count their ballots faster.
And Brenna, that's been something some people have been saying for years, that you know, even if they can't start processing, other places seem to be able to do it faster. So with more staffing, better procedures, Milwaukee could get those ballots counted sooner and faster, even just on Election Day. What would be some of the challenges there as you see it?
Exactly what the staffing issues would be for Milwaukee. Sure, they can probably hire, if they hired more staff, you could do it a bit faster. But there is just so much happening on Election Day itself that it's really difficult to have enough staff available for the polls as well as processing absentee ballots. And so this solution of starting a day earlier really just spreads out the work a little bit more. And it's something, again, like I mentioned, Wisconsin is only one of 11 states that don't have this system. And so it's a way where you can spread out the work. You don't have to train as many people if they're able to work over 2 days instead of trying to have double the number on a single day as well.
Brenna Goddar is with us, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School, looking at the way we process absentee ballots here in Wisconsin. A bill in the legislature passed the assembly. Looks like it's not going to go to a vote in the Senate. Would have allowed a head start on ballot processing on the day before Election Day. Still time for you to join in with your questions or thoughts at 800-642-1234. If you've worked and processing those ballots, love to hear from you. 800-642-1234. Brenna, this situation, especially in Milwaukee, has been used as fuel by some people who spread conspiracy theories about elections, saying it's a late night ballot dump in Milwaukee when these ballots, you know, the counts come out, as you said, in the wee hours of the morning. Would having something like this in place help cut some of the fuel for these conspiracy theories, do you think?
That is definitely a big part of the reason for this legislation that I think I've heard from various legislators. It is, you know, in 2018, Governor Scott Walker was ahead. And then after midnight, Milwaukee reported its absentee votes. And Governor Evers received many more of those votes than Governor Walker. So that significantly impacted the outcome. And so I think even though that is all happening as it's supposed to, the votes are being counted correctly, I think there is something to seeing such a big change after you've gone to bed for the night that can fuel some of those concerns that you mentioned. And so allowing the results to be reported in a more timely manner could help reduce some of those late night flips that are fueling some of those concerns and skepticism, and hopefully contribute to a better trust in elections.
One concern raised in the state Senate about the day before processing idea was something about the ballot custody, the chain of custody, making sure, hey, we're keeping tabs on who was handling ballots when. Again, as you mentioned, 39 other states do something like this. Is that a solvable problem?
Yes, I think it is. And there are safeguards built into this bill. There's safe storage requirements about how the ballots are stored. There's also provisions providing for reporting of the numbers of ballots processed at various stages throughout the processing side of things before they're actually tallied, to make sure that everything is above board and being recorded properly. And then there's also a felony provision in this bill that would make it a crime to tally the results or try to get that information ahead of time to really safeguard against anything being abused in this. And like you said, this is something that's incredibly common in other states, and they even have much longer lead times for this. Some states have 30 days before they start processing, or they just start processing the ballots when they receive them, which can be a very long time before the election.
Now, this might be too deep in the weeds on state Senate procedure. This is blocked in the committee for now. Is there a thought that the full Senate could tackle this measure even without going through the elections committee to get there?
I think there are some methods for pulling legislation out of the committee, but I don't. It sounds like that's not something that Senator LeMahieu has expressed an interest in that I've seen. And so I don't know that there's the potential for that realistically on this.
Now it's 2024, obviously a very big, high-profile election coming up later this year. Do you anticipate fairly high turnout and these absentee ballots and how quickly they're processed being a hot topic come November?
I definitely think it will be a hot topic. We saw the numbers of absentee ballots increasing even before the pandemic. And with the pandemic, like I mentioned, in Milwaukee in particular, those really skyrocketed. It's hard to say exactly how that will play out now in 2024, which is obviously a very different situation regarding the pandemic than it was in 2020. But I expect we'll still have very high numbers of absentee voting. And so it will still continue to be a key issue.
And Britta, before we let you go, we've been focusing on this one bill. Is there another election process issue that you are watching for in this election year?
Good question. I think one that is still actually related also to absentee ballots is working its way through the Wisconsin courts related to witness address requirements. So when you file an absentee ballot, you need to have a witness and provide their address. And there's some debate in court cases playing out right now about what needs to be included in an address for it to be a valid witness address.
Brenna, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Brenna Gadar, staff attorney with the State Democracy Research Initiative at the University of Wisconsin Law School. She talked to us about a bill that would allow Wisconsin clerks to process absentee ballots a day in advance, process, not count, in upcoming elections, and why that bill appears to be dead in the state legislature.